welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Kendrick with Health Plus. Well, today I'm joined by Vanderbilt dietetic interns, Kristen and Lily, and they're going to be discussing with me how much protein is needed for an active lifestyle. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Well, the first thing I want to ask you, Lily, I'll direct this one to you. Can you explain to me why protein is so important and what it actually does for our bodies?
Sure. Protein's important for everyone, especially if you're more active. It's part of every cell, tissue, and organ in the body and helps with a lot of different functions with normal metabolism. For example, it helps build and repair tissues and helps make antibodies to help you fight off infection and stay healthy.
Okay, so it's really important.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about needing protein for an active lifestyle, Kristen, what do you mean by an active lifestyle? What is that?
Well, living an active lifestyle means that we should aim for exercise 5 days a week for 30 minutes at a time, as well as doing strength training exercises. And so to figure out how much protein we all need, we can start by thinking about how active we are.
So that's going to really be a factor in how much protein we need. That leads me to my next question. Lily, can you talk a little bit about why we really need protein and why people that are super active need more protein than the average person?
Yeah, when people are being physically active and working out, their muscles use mostly carbohydrates and fat for fuel. But after you've been active for about an hour, your body's going to run out of those sources, so they'll need an alternative fuel source, such as protein. Besides being used for an energy source, your body also needs protein to recover from the exercise and to help repair muscle damage.
How much protein is actually needed for somebody that's living an active lifestyle?
Well, most Americans get enough protein by eating a well-balanced and varied diet, so most of us don't have to worry about getting enough protein each and every day. But for an active person, protein recommendations are given in grams per kilogram of body weight. So it actually goes up from 1 gram of protein per kilogram of body weight to 1.4 for an active person. So it goes up quite a bit.
So for somebody like me who's a runner, I would need a significant amount more protein than, say, somebody who is sedentary and sits at their computer most of the day but doesn't really get up and move around.
Definitely. With the natural muscle breakdown that occurs with exercise, that extra protein is needed to build your stores back up.
Okay, and it helps repair your muscles, I've heard. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Build and repair.
Okay. And so what are some animal sources of lean protein, Lily? And then also, for people that are vegetarians, can you talk about some of the non-animal sources of protein that are good for people to choose?
Sure. For the animal sources, lean choices are the best option. You can choose different cuts of beef, ham, lamb, or pork. And a lot of people buy ground meats, and that's a fine choice. You just want to make sure that you're getting the higher percentage of lean meats to decrease the fat content. Poultry and chicken is also a great source. Fish and shellfish and eggs have a lot of protein as well.
Okay.
And so if you're a vegetarian or want a different alternative for protein, dry beans and peas work well. Garden burgers or veggie burgers are also a great source. And soy products like the soy milk and tofu also have a lot of protein.
For someone such as myself or anybody who's working out, can you talk a little bit about how they should incorporate the protein into their pre-workout routine as well as like during their workout and then what they should do afterwards? Can you talk about that, Kristen?
Sure. Before your workout, it's important to have a snack or a meal about 3 to 4 hours before your workout that incorporates carbohydrates and protein. The carbohydrates would be something like a piece of fruit or grain, and that would help fuel your energy stores, whereas the protein then would help build that muscle tissue and keep you energized for your workout.
Okay.
And then during your workout, it's important to stay well hydrated, and if it's going to be a workout that's longer than 1 hour, to drink some sort of carbohydrate drink, like a sports drink. And then within 15 to 45 minutes of finishing your physical activity, you could then incorporate another carbohydrate plus protein-rich snack or meal.
And what would be some examples that would be good choices for that?
A great example would be peanut butter and honey on toast, maybe a Carnation instant breakfast, or something like a low-fat chocolate milk with a banana.
Oh, okay. Those are good ones. Those are good grab-and-go snacks as well. Is there anything else that I need to know about protein that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, protein is very important, but remember to just keep it in context of an overall well-balanced diet. You know, we still want to get a lot of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and low-fat dairy products. So as long as you're eating a very well-balanced diet, you should be getting pretty close to the protein you need. We just want to let you know that if you're working out a little more and being more active, it would be beneficial to add a little bit.
Okay, great. That's great information. Thank you both so much.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.